I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The added pressure that so-called live or forward-facing sonar has placed on fisheries across the country has become a controversial topic in angling circles in recent years. Some argue that it's taken the sport out of freshwater sport fishing and resulted in a decline in some key species like crappies and muskies. Well, for the first time ever this summer, a state down south has taken action and reduced some fishing bag limits because of what it says is added pressure from live sonar. More details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. Fisheries biologists in the state of Mississippi say their research indicates that forward-facing sonar users may be having a direct effect on crappie populations in its four most popular lakes. As a result, they have significantly reduced the daily limit on those reservoirs, Grenada, Sardis, Enid, and Arkabutla. Forward-facing sonar allows anglers to see real-time, live imagery of fish underwater. Some have argued the technology is too good, and anglers using it are putting a lot of extra pressure on fish populations. Mississippi is the first state to reduce limits in response to the technology. Will other states across the country, like Minnesota and Wisconsin, make similar regulation changes? We'll see. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.